Introducing your hosts, your geeks, your intergalactic freaks, J. Emmett and KC Masterpiece.
Ow!
What it is.
What's happening?
Nothing much, Captain. Do I sound around this mic?
Sound fine. Why?
Okay.
How do you think you sound?
Oh, sounding fine, I think.
Well, I think you sound fine.
Well, thank you.
Foin.
I like how you added the O to that.
Foin.
Foin.
Foin. I want to ask a question.
Shoot.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
If I had $1 million?
Uh-huh.
Ooh. That is a damn good question. I mean.
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's right.
Well, that's a damn good idea. But you could do that for, what, 1,000? I'm thinking.
Maybe. I don't know. So what's been going on? How's your week? How's your week been?
Yeah, not too bad. You know, same old, same old. I mean,
I saw you 2 nights ago, but.
Yeah, but that didn't count. That was just for a movie.
Yeah, it was. I got to go see 2 movies this week. I got to go see, now when you guys are hearing this, it's done already. But sneak preview to Sherlock Holmes, and then we went and saw Mission Impossible.
Yeah, that's the movie I saw with you.
And I loved them both. I thought they were both really good.
I wanted to see Sherlock Holmes, but unfortunately had a little car trouble. So
car trouble. Yeah, it was really good. But so was Mission Impossible. I really enjoyed it a lot.
It really was a fun movie. I'm going to have to get that.
And then, again, pass for all you guys. But tomorrow morning, I'm getting up and going with the kids to see The Adventures of Tintin. I got passes for. So.
Ooh.
Yep, should be exciting, I guess. And then tomorrow night, I'm driving to Indiana to meet up with our friends Scott and Tracy from the Disney Indiana podcast. You should go check that out. And we're going to go see, we're going to dinner with them, and then we're going to go see Christmas Vacation on the big screen.
Ooh.
So that ought to be fun as well.
You, sir, are going to have a nice little weekend, aren't you?
It's going to be busy. I'll tell you that much.
Apparently.
Got all your Christmas shopping done?
Almost.
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 Yeah, I just got a few knickknacks here and there, but that's pretty much
it. Yeah, I got some paddy wax.
Paddy wax?
Thought I'd get the dog a bone.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, did you?
You took a little nursing rhyme, and you made it into a joke. I got you.
Are you trying to make me look stupid in front of the other guests?
Oh, man. Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I got most of my Christmas shopping done. We're going to have a little Christmas get-together here, so I'm going to get all you guys a little tiny something. Nothing major, because I'm broke. But a little something.
You know. Is it a big screen TV?
Yes. So I should tell you what happened to my dad last night, because you didn't hear about this.
What's up?
So I get a phone call from my dad yesterday, and I answer the phone, and he sounds really bummed out. He said, I got some bad news for you. And I'm like, oh, great. So who died? You know, it was the first thing I think.
Right.
And I said, what? You know, what's wrong? He said, well, we're not going to have any presents for the kids this year, which is weird because they already had presents for the kids, and I knew that. And I said, why? What happened? Apparently, while they were at work yesterday, somebody kicked in their front door and stole every present they had in their house,
dude.
And a bunch of my stepmom's jewelry as well.
Oh.
Yep. So, Merry Christmas. And my mom, her head gasket thingy cracked in her car, and now her engine shot. Merry Christmas to the Caudill family. Whereas my mom's not a Caudill anymore, but.
Well.
We got our Christmas shopping done, though. We're good, so.
That's good.
I told Dad, I said, you know, it's. I really thank you, and I understand that you're upset. I get all that, but my kids will have plenty of presents, so don't worry about that, and. And he's like, well, that's not the point. I said, I get that's not the point, but I'm saying, though, I'm sure they'll get a check. Homeowners insurance and stuff will cover probably, but it'll be, you know, a while till they see any of that stuff. So
yeah, that's really sucks, man.
Yeah. So if the son of a bitch out there, any of you out there have ever robbed somebody's home, especially at Christmas, stole the freaking presents for the kids.
Yeah. That's low.
You can pretty much just. Die and get eaten by rats and go to hell. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just shitty. It's
really
pretty
is.
Shitty. It really is. It's a nasty thing. But You know, my stepmom was in tears. She was pretty upset, but they're okay. So she's like, I've been buying presents since September. I had some really cool stuff for Shyla and Xander, and I said, well, you know, but I appreciate that, and I know what you guys are going through, but it's okay. We'll be fine as long as we get to spend it together. So yeah, that kind of sucked.
Damn.
Yeah. You know, so yay.
Yeah.
Toast.
That really pisses me off, man.
I mean, it's completely
inconceivable.
I got sound bites. Aren't you excited?
There are some nice sound bites on there.
It's going to get really annoying. I don't even know what they all are. I just grabbed a bunch. What's this one? I don't even know.
I feel like I should say something smart.
What's this one?
Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Woo! And with that, I think we should kick off with our first story. I'll go ahead, and somebody's calling me. I don't even know who it is. It's local, though. That's the downfall of getting a new phone. You don't have everybody's number anymore. And so you get most people's, but there's always a couple that you just don't get. So I'll go ahead and kick off with my first story. What you say, sir?
All right.
Shoot View, Google. Yep, you heard me right. Shoot View, Google. You may have missed it, but there was a new Google Maps mashup recently.
Really?
It was called Shoot View. Basically, what it did was it dropped this graphical overlay atop Street View. Now, if you guys don't know what Street View is, it's this thing in Google where you can actually, it goes around and views streets. Just like I said, you see people, you see whatever's going on in the street. Anyway, it dropped this overlay on top to make it look like you were walking around with an assault rifle.
Nice.
And you could shoot at people or whatever you saw, dogs, cats, cars, whatever you saw. It didn't last long. Less than 24 hours after it hit the net, Google shot it down. the Google Maps mashup was created by a Dutch ad agency called Pool Worldwide. And like I said, it was just a graphical overlay that they stuck on top of it. So it's not like when you shot the people, they fell over dead or anything.
That would have been fun.
They took it down real quick, real quick, less than 24 hours, like you said, but it had already generated a lot of buzz for Pool Worldwide. So a lot of people are saying in the end, they got what they wanted out of it. A lot of people were really ticked off about it, and a lot of people were pretty much saying, just get over it. I mean, they were like, there's all these, like, shooter games anyway. How, in this, you're not actually shooting the people. But the argument was made by a lot of people that there's a big difference between the first-person shooter games and actually targeting real streets and shooting people. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? Because I was reading a lot of opinions and whatnot. I really didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, I think it's kind of silly to get all worked up over it.
Yeah, I can kind of see the reason why, you know, Google, you know, brought it down. But
I kind of see it. But for people to get, I mean, I understand why they brought it.
Right.
That makes sense.
But
come on.
Yeah, get over it.
I mean, Grand Theft Auto, you're out there banging hookers and you can
beat them. Can we get a Google View for that?
You can beat them afterwards, if I'm not mistaken. And
yeah, you can.
Nobody, I mean, I know there's been groups that fits over that as well. But I just don't see it as being this huge, huge deal. But, you know, whatever.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I mean, the Grand Theft Auto 3 is coming out on the iPhone.
Yeah, I know. I almost talked about that this week.
Yeah, I almost did myself.
Yeah, okay, well, I thought I considered it, but I don't really play the Grand Theft Auto games. I will do a little side interjection here. We've talked a little bit. This has nothing to do with Grand Theft Auto or my story whatsoever. But we have talked a little bit in the past about DC relaunching all their comic books.
Yes.
So I started three titles, and I think I'm going to start Batman as well. I started Blue Beetle. I started The Grifter. And what's the third title I've been reading? Hold on, I'll tell you in a second. I was a Blue Beetle fan back in the day. I'm going to keep going. There's only three issues out of each so far. The Blue Beetle hasn't
won you over.
It's a really bizarre storyline, and I haven't decided fully if I like it yet or not. And I should probably tell everybody, I read all my comics off of digital.
Yeah, I do Comixology.
No, actually, I use DC. They actually have their
own. Oh, yeah, the DC comic book app. Yeah.
Yeah. So, The Grifter and Deathstroke. Deathstroke is the other one. I do like Deathstroke and The Grifter a little bit more. The Grifter is kind of an interesting.
Well, wasn't he part of the the Image comic universe? And then
the Grifter. I don't know. Maybe it's
a guy with the red bandana.
Yes,
over his
pretty
face.
Much. Yeah. Yeah. What it is there's like these the storyline thus far is there's like these aliens that nobody can really see. But they're snagging people, and they snag him, but they're going to be, like, experimenting on him, but he gets away, so he can hear them now, so he starts hunting them down. and that he gets framed for murder, so...
I might have checked that out.
Hence why he's a grifter now. Deathstroke's pretty cool, and he's just a really kick-ass meta-human assassin, so he's always been a cool character with a really cool costume.
With the Teen Titans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I picked those up, and I really like Deathstroke's probably my favorite out of the three. And Blue Beetle, I used to love it back in the day, so I'm going to keep going. But the first issue is a little rough. I'm hoping it picks up a little bit. And like I said, I'm going to start Batman because it's Batman, and you kind of have to. So why don't you kick off your first story, sir?
You got it. Well, girls, if you're listening... And by girls, I don't mean adult girls like the ones I like, but the young girls, the really little girls who are interested in playing Legos, but...
Wait, I'm sorry. Wow. I got a text, and what I actually paid attention to that is might make me kick you out of my house because I have a daughter. What did you just say?
I'm just saying, I mean, just for little girls, Lego is introducing a line of toys.
Yeah, but I heard something about little girls that I like. What?
No, I'm talking about the big girls that I like.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just checking because I got distracted. Sorry. When I came in, I was a little creeped out. Like, what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, starting this out, I'll admit it did sound kind of creepy.
Let's just start it over. Yeah. Now I'm listening. I'm good.
Okay. So, everybody.
Hi.
Lego is introducing a new toy line for little girls.
Inconceivable!
Yes, I know. After 5 years of research and development, Lego has decided to attempt another shot at trying to market their toys to girls by releasing Lego Friends.
Aww.
The toy line consists of 6 different themes, sets including a cafe, animal hospital, salon, inventor's workshop, and design studio. The figures included with the Lego Friends sets are designed very similar to look like a Polly Pocket characters, mm-hmm. but are very interchangeable to the Lego blocks themselves, and they can grip, you know, any Lego toys or whatnot.
It's a cool idea.
It's pretty cool.
I don't think it'll work.
Yeah, I mean, they tried this before, but who knows?
I mean... My daughter, well, my son's a huge, huge Lego buff. Monstrous. It's like his favorite toy. And he's got a big Lego table. He's got tons of Legos. My daughter will occasionally go in and play with him and stuff. But not saying anything. Look, you know, I went to my daughter's school today.
Mm.
And we had a little Christmas party thing. So I got off work early and went there and... the parents, I'm always the only guy that ever shows up. There's some hot moms there. But I'm always the only guy there. But they always assign the parents to do different things. And I ended up at a little table. And the kids come around in turn. And we helped. We made snow globes.
Mm.
And we got down kind of early. And I was asking. There were two little boys, two little girls at this particular time. And I asked them, what do you guys want for Christmas? Look, the world is what the world is. Girls... are free to do anything guys do. I'm all for all that. But let's just face some facts. The little boys were like, you know, oh, I want Legos and I want this and that. And the girls are like, I want this doll. I want that doll. Little boys like to build shit and tear shit down. Little girls like to, I don't even know what, like to dress things.
Well, you can do that with the new Lego.
Right. Anything. But I mean, they can do that with Polly Pocket and they'll probably just keep doing that.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, instead of Polly Pocket, Lego has got the friends, a Polly friend, huh?
Yeah, I just don't think it'll work. Yeah. But I could be wrong. I'm sure they have lots and lots of financial people they pay way too much money to tell them it'll work.
Yeah.
Whether it actually will or not. We'll see.
Who knows?
My wife is up there cooking us dinner.
Smelling good.
I can smell it, right? We're having pork chops.
Yeah, I'm a dumb dumb.
And there's even applesauce if you would like some. Pork chops and applesauce. There is applesauce, but that was a joke.
Oh.
So it's my turn this week for the bestest part of the show, and I got new things for you. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Geek Babe of the Week! Geek Babe of the Week! It's the best I could do in 15 minutes. Which is about what I did there. Geek Babe of the Week. I got a great one this week. And I've thought about using her a couple times, but I wanted to hold off a little bit. But my Geek Babe of the Week this week is Miss Morgan Webb. Now, first, I'm going to let my good friend Casey here see a few pictures of Miss Morgan Webb.
I'll Google that.
Most of you geeks out there already know who she is. And if you don't know who she is,
you should.
Well, Lord, just look her up. I'm just saying. She is. All right. So let me tell you a little bit about Miss Morgan Webb. Now, she attended UC Berkeley, first of all.
Okay.
Let's get that straight. At UC Berkeley, she developed her computer skills in her free time there. So I don't even know what she studied there. This is what she did in her free time. After graduating from college, she worked for a .com company as a website administrator until the whole .com bust. Then in 2001, she was hired at Tech TV as the associate producer and web researcher for the show The Screensavers. She also regularly co-hosted Tech TV's Call for Help. In April 2003, she left The Screensavers to co-host a show called X-Play. In August 2005, she became a contributing game columnist for FHM. Her monthly column was titled Tips from the Gaming Goddess. From August 2nd, 2007 to January 25th, 2009, she had a daily video blog called Web Alert, which consisted of a recap of popular technology news of that particular day. So it was a daily thing, you know, 5-6 minute kind of show. She has said that her two favorite video games are The Legend of Zelda and Phantasy Star. I don't even know what Phantasy Star is, but hey, it's a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
In April 2004, she was included in Tech TV's Sexiest Techie poll, sponsored by Playboy magazine. Viewers voted for their favorite girl via the Playboy website, and she won and was offered a photo spread with Playboy, but turned it down, stating that she was very flattered. Too bad for us. Still, for your contributions to geekery and your gorgeous, well, everything, Miss Morgan Webb, you are officially the Geek Babe of the Week.
G-Bouch-Wow-Wow.
You did notice that I titled the song.
Yes, T-Bow. I did.
I did that just for you.
It's catching on.
She's hot. She's really hot.
Yes,
and she's tech geekery.
Ridiculously hot.
Tech TV has, you'll catch me going there a couple more times here and there for my Geek Babe of the Week, just because there were like four or five really smoking hot geeky girls over there at Tech TV.
Wow, just sexiness, just hot.
That was creepy, too. You're creepy. Like sexiness. You're creeping me out a little tonight.
She deserved diamonds.
And after we do Geek Babe of the Week,
yes,
we go into our game for the week.
Yay!
And here we go.
All right.
Shall we play a game?
Hi there, boys and girls. Now it's time for us to play a game. Woo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
The clown in my nightmares.
Good. So we decided to bring back one of the ones we had the most fun with. Lord knows if anything we do is popular. Nobody ever writes us.
Write us.
Yeah, you can, you know. If you got a game idea, that'd be awesome. And this is something I was thinking today. Write us for this particular game here. Tonight we're going to play Ask a White Dude, Ask a Black Dude.
Yes.
If you guys have questions, whether you be black or white and you would like to ask a white dude or ask a black dude, please send them in.
It, you know what? If you're like Asian, you know,
they can be funny. They can be serious. Yeah. Because tonight I have two funny and one
semi-serious.
Semi-serious. Not really that serious, but yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you can't. Yeah. Well, you can't ask an Asian because we're not. We don't have that. You can ask a.
We could recruit one.
Ask a 1/16th Cherokee Indian because I'm that. But mostly I'm Scottish, Irish, and English. That's where most of my ish.
Well, I'm 1/16th Spanish, I was told. So.
Hola!
Yeah.
Kennst du Ingo? That was German. The hola wasn't. The Kennst du Ingo was, do you know Ingo? And I don't know Ingo, so. We're going to play Ask a Black Dude, Ask a White Dude, the game that KC came up with, and I thought was so much fun that we had to do it again. And I actually, I'll have to talk to you about it, but I actually came up with a game idea that we can try maybe Ooh. Next week or something. Right. But we're going to play it. Okay. You want to go first?
Sure. All right, Jay. What's up with white people and going to the Sadie Hawkins Day dance? And furthermore, who is Sadie Hawkins?
I'm sure Sadie Hawkins was a very famous figure, and I love the idea of the Sadie Hawkins dance, because that's where the girls have to ask the guys, but I've never been to one. My schools have never had a Sadie
really,
Hawkins
dance. Really,
because, like,
when I was a young black
child. Well, you know, back there on the farm, Gacy, I lived here. I mean, I'm in a suburb of Cincinnati. We don't have Sadie Hawkins dances. We have homecoming dances where hoochies wear tiny, tiny dresses.
You see, those are the ones I was used to.
Did you guys have King of Hearts dance?
No.
You didn't. It was like our Valentine's-ish dance. It was really? Always called King of Hearts. You guys didn't have like...
What is up with white people with all these dances?
Oh, please. I watched a few minutes of Soul Train a couple weeks ago. I don't even know what that's all about. That was just apparently, just let black people dance. The show. You guys didn't have... Come on, man. You didn't have... dances for like Valentine's Day and crap in high school?
Nah, but then again. Yeah.
Okay, do you want me to explain what's with all the dances in high school?
Shoot.
It's called Money for the School, Mom.
You see, why didn't they think of that at my high school?
Yeah, that's the every time they had a dance in the gym, you had to pay $10 for a stupid ticket, and you could buy them like little flower thingies. Well, that's the way it was, man. Yeah, I went to the King of Hearts dance when you were wearing this really slick suit and sneakers.
Oh,
somebody's like, I like the shoes. I'm like, it's more comfortable for me to dance. I don't know about you.
Yay, yay.
I only went to my junior prom. I didn't go to my senior prom. In fact, I almost canceled my senior prom.
Oh, why?
Because nobody bought tickets because nobody wanted to go. It was kind of lame. Mm. And I had 2 dates.
You know, I've never been to the prom.
Oh, that's so sad.
You know, you could act a little bit more shocked, right?
I said that so sad.
Okay.
I'll take you.
Okay. Well,
weird. Hey, it's 2011. Two guys can go to a prom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like in the movies, and that's the thing about prom, man.
Yeah.
My junior prom was kind of lame, and nobody, because ours was so, my whole graduating class was lame in general. Like, we didn't do anything fun, nothing exciting. We were lame.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope my kids have a better prom experience. But I don't know. I've never been to a Sadie Hawkins dance, man. But it's I think it's like a country thing that started. I'm sure if you looked up Sadie Hawkins, she's probably.
What is how to do that?
Probably a very real person.
Probably.
All right. Well, my first question then.
Yes.
Do you want me to go with the serious one first?
Or? Yeah, let's get the serious
one.
It's
only mildly serious. Okay. If people are rude to you, and be honest.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you assume it's because you're black?
Not very often.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's...
Well, you meet some black people that everything that ever happens, it's like, because I'm black. And then you meet others, it's like, look, I'm a realist. People are just jerks.
Realist.
I've gotten into, like, with a couple black dudes I know that'll be like, yeah, man, I got pulled over last night. It's because I'm black. I'm like, this was back when I was, like, 21 and stuff. I'm like, no, it's not. It's because you're 21. I got pulled over a couple nights ago, too. I'm not black. Like, I'm a young guy in a sporty-looking car. I get pulled over. Now, I'm not saying it never happens. I'm just saying that's, like, the first thing you hear a lot of people jump to. And I'm like, I think 90%. Now, it probably happens.
Oh, God, yeah, but.
I'm saying 90% of the time. Yeah. It's just called.
Yeah, just.
Shitty luck of being human.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I'm not black, so it's never happened to me for that reason.
You know.
I have been in situations with where I was in a majority black kind of setting, and I was the, say, discriminated against a little bit. Not like cast out, but I know the feeling, man. It ain't fun.
God, no. Remember that time we went, on Mike's birthday, went over to I think it was Delhi, over into that bar.
Oh, my good Lord. Oh. It wasn't Mike's birthday. We were, we had a friend in town from California.
Yes.
And we were all looking to go do something, and one of the girls we were with said, we were talking karaoke would be fun, remember? And she said she knew a karaoke bar. So we went to this bar, and when we walked in, there was nobody in there. Nobody. It was empty. It was early. And we were the only people in there, but I knew right away, like, the people behind the counter acted weird.
Mm-hmm.
But we looked young, okay, it's kind of, you know. So we went up and got a beer, and a few people came in, and we realized pretty quick, it was cowboy country bumpkins.
Yeah.
And not, look, we've been in country bars before. They don't give a crap. Black, white, they don't care. These guys care.
Yeah, I could go into a whole rant about the whole town of Delhi, but I'm not.
Look, I'm a white dude, and I knew that they were not happy that we had two black dudes with us.
Yeah.
So we, me and Kevin, you walked up to me, and you're like, I'm not feeling this. I was like, yeah, me neither, man. You're like, let's just finish our beers and leave. I was like, sounds good. And we both were like, see you guys later.
I remember standing in back of the fireplace where I thought my back would be protected, right? And I had a glass bottle in my hand just getting ready to break at any moment. It was just that tense.
It was, that was probably, out of all, and I've been in one or two situations. I've always had a lot of black friends, so. For the most part, it's never really been any kind of issue, any way, shape, or form. Mm. But once or twice, I've been in an uncomfortable situation. And it's usually some stupid little white dude who says something without even thinking. I've had that happen a couple of times. And it's like, look, man.
Tony Sales?
That was really uncomfortable. Those were drunk guys who, one of them said something stupid. And instead of just saying, I'm sorry, that was rude, they were drunk. So they thought, well, if I make it funny, it won't be a big deal, but I'm drunk, so I'm just going to keep digging. Making it worse and worse. When if they'd have been sober, that situation probably would have been squelched pretty quick.
Probably.
Like, I'm sorry, that was very rude. You know, look, because let's face some facts. And I don't, and I'm being serious. And it's probably mainly because I have more black friends than white friends these days. And I have a lot of white friends, but I just know a lot of black guys. I don't, in other words, because you or Mike aren't around, I'm not, well, they ain't here, I can cut, say what I want. In fact, I probably say more with you guys around than I ever do when you're not around. But a fact is a fact is a fact, and you get white guys in a room, and they'll probably say things that they wouldn't say if there was a black dude present, and I guarantee it happens on the other side, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, man, don't make fun of the white boy. He's sitting right there. You know what I mean? But it's one of those things where, I don't know, man. We have been in a couple situations where, and it's worse if they say it by accident, unaware that there's, you know what I mean?
Mm.
That's what, if they say, like, if I crack a joke to you, me and you are, you know, I always kid around with Mike and stuff about watermelon and grape soda. Because we always get a kick out of it. Because I love grape soda, and I love fried chicken. And I was like, so what's that mean for me, Mike? And he's like, you're black. And then I'm like, yeah, but I don't like watermelon. He's like, me neither. So, you know, we always joke around about that. But we were at a party once, and Mike was like the only black dude there. And I hadn't been hanging out with him very long. And one of the dudes that was there made a watermelon crack and kind of forgot that it was obvious that he wasn't saying it to Mike, like kidding around. He said it without thinking.
Mm.
Mike, well, man, I didn't blame him. I was like, yeah, dude, that was just effing rude is what that was. It's not funny in those situations. It's funny if you take a stereotype and make fun of the stereotype, not the people.
Right.
And that's what we do. We make fun of the stereotypes. We don't make fun of the people.
Exactly. Yeah.
I've known quite a few black people. I've known quite a few black people that love watermelon. I've known quite a few black people that did not like watermelon.
Me.
You want a good example? And I know you'll agree. Undercover Brother. Go watch it.
God, yes.
That's all that movie is making fun of stereotypes, and it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious, man.
Very well done. I want an Undercover Brother 2.
Oh, it would be great, wouldn't it? That movie's hilarious. So that was mine. I kind of figured I knew your answer, but I just threw it out there anyway.
I hear where you're coming from because, you know, out of all the brothers out there, I would say maybe 1 out of 10 would take it to that level. Like, it's always,
these days,
you know, black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, back in, like, the 50s and 60s.
Well, you can timeline it, man. I mean, you can watch it get... Look, it's just a fact of life. Racism will always exist to one degree or another. And I'm not talking about racism against black people. I'm talking about in general.
In general, yeah.
But we live in a society where, I mean, I don't flinch. Do you? You probably wouldn't, but does it even faze you to see a mixed couple? Like,
no,
it never even crosses my mind anymore.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I saw a preview for a horrible new film that's about to come out, and it's basically a black barbershop. Well, a black salon.
Yeah.
And they had made a crack about, you know, some black dude sleeping with a white dude, and all the sisters got mad. Folks, it's 2011. We're past
that. Yeah, that joke is done.
Yeah, it's that's old. Done.
Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else would be like, huh? Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Who wrote that? Who wrote this movie?
You know? And if you know what, if you are out there and you do care, get over it.
No kidding.
I mean, I've known girls. I knew a girl once, white girl, that would only date black guys. Her words. And I told her, I said, that's stupid. And she said, why is that stupid? I said, because I don't care if you date a black dude.
By the way, how is Tina?
Her name wasn't Tina. But I told her it was stupid. She said, why is that stupid? I said, because you should date whoever's nice to you.
Right.
Whoever treats you right.
Exactly.
Black, white, Hispanic. I don't give a crap.
Mm-hmm.
If he treats you well,
right,
date him.
Yeah.
That's what's important. And, I mean, I loved her. She was a great person, but I just thought that was dumb.
You got her number?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Oh.
She was one of my ex's close friends. She actually treated me really well after my ex treated me really bad, and she was really mad at my ex for that. She'd probably dated me, but I was white. But I'm not now. Now I'm Malik.
Yeah, we freed you.
You
right?
did.
Yeah.
I am Professor Malik Shabazz Washington. Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum salam. What's yours? Next one.
Okay.
What was your first one? You asked me. Yeah.
Sadie Hawkins.
I don't know.
Let's see. My next one. Why do white hipsters get mad at other white people?
You keep asking me. I'm not a hipster. I have no idea. Why does everybody hate hipsters? That's the good. Because hipsters like to hate because they think it makes them cool.
Mm.
Yeah, they're those group of people that go out of their way to try to be out of the norm when really you're just like every other hipster, which is really hilarious to me.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm different. No, you're not. There's 12 of you right there. They look just like you. They're wearing the tight pants and the sweater or the vest and the weird mustaches or whatever, and they're working as baristas and
drinking Hootie Light. Feel cool.
I think hipsters just like to hate, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the white man's bringing everybody down. You are the white man, you idiot. Support us, because when the attack happens, we got to be ready. Look, I mean, I've done join the other side. You guys are screwed. I don't want to tell you. All right, you ready for my next one?
Shoot.
What's the deal with do-rags on bald heads? I mean, do they need to wear a do-rag when they've got a bald head?
Well, we're sweaty people.
You've said this before. But do-rags, are do-rags not specifically designed to keep your do in place?
Yeah, but when you're bald-headed, you know, it's kind of hard to keep your hair straight, you know?
I mean, I could have went with what's the deal of breathe right strips or Band-Aids.
You know, I'm bald-headed now, right?
Yeah, but you don't wear do-rags.
No, but I think I'm thinking about it, you know.
You really shouldn't.
I probably should because, you know, look like I was in a gang, you know.
You wear what's called baseball caps. That seems to work.
Yeah.
I never got it.
It's just one of those things. I mean, the whole do-rag thing, it is weird, I'll admit. We're sweaty people. You know?
We are a sweaty, sweaty people. I read a question online today. It was like, I mean, really, first of all, It was the most ridiculous thing because I would never ask this question. If you don't know this by now, you must be 10.
Hmm.
But somebody asked a black dude, do you sunburn? Yes, you idiots. No, because they're black, they're not affected by the rays of the sun, much like Superman. Yes, they sunburn. But the answer was great. It's like, yeah, it just takes me longer. It's like, there you go.
Pretty much.
Which makes sense. I'm very fair skinned, so it doesn't take me long at all.
Yeah.
It actually, I swam a lot this summer for hours without a shirt on, but you never saw me with a tan. It doesn't happen. I don't get tan. Yeah. I know. But yeah, I just always wondered about the do-rag thing, man.
Yeah. We're sweaty people.
Okay.
All that sweat. I got to soak it up somehow, so we use the do-rag to, you know, keep control of our sweat.
We're a sweaty people. Oh, man. What you got?
Okay. Now, let's see. I was thinking about one or the other. Well, what's the deal with white people acting ghetto? On some occasions.
Are we discussing, pardon the language, wiggers?
Yes, the W word.
That doesn't offend me. That's what they're called. I don't know of another name for them. Do you? I mean, that's what we're referring
it's
to.
It's appropriate.
I've known a couple. Again, I've never been one. I think it's this thing where people want to try to adopt another culture. And what really irks me is when they do this. That's fine. Adopting another culture is fine. I mean,
right.
That's awesome. You should. I mean, I've never went that route myself, but I, you know, definitely gotten into some of the music. Speaking of which, I've been listening to the Original Seven this week. It's pretty good.
God, I love it.
But I mean, I think they just go overboard.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, if you've seen Barbershop, which you have, and you and I both agree, we love the first one. It's a great movie. The second one's a pile of crap.
Yes, abomination.
But you know, there's the dude, the white guy that works at the barbershop in it, and the one guy's giving him crap through the whole movie. Why you try to act like us? Why this and that? And the guy just lets him have it finally. He's like, man, I'm not acting like anything. I was born here. I was raised the same place you were raised. I like what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that's just what it is.
And, you know, I use my cousin Hank as an example. He was raised in the hood, you know. And Hank is pretty much a white black guy. You know.
Now, right. Now, the urban ghetto, we'll call it. The people that were born in, like, the suburb, or we'll call it suburban ghetto.
Oh,
that's a better term for it.
If you were born.
Who suddenly start. Look, I knew one. And I couldn't stand the guy. Could not stomach him. We did not get along at all. You've heard me talk about him before. Because he was an idiot. And I'm like, dude, why don't you just shut up? Nobody, the black people around here, don't talk and dress and act the way you do. And don't tell me, I mean, if you like the clothes, fine.
Right.
But don't tell me you grew up talking like that. You did that on purpose. That was an intentional thing where you decide one day you're just going to try to talk like a stereotypical black.
You know,
and it's just ridiculous.
I went to school with this dude who was basically, you know, a wigger. And towards junior year of high school, he was just a skinhead all of a sudden. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think sometimes it's people looking to fit in somewhere, maybe. And
it's sad.
When they can't adopt to it. I've never been that person. I've always definitely followed the beat of my own drummer. I've never bandwagoned in any way, shape, or form. Stu actually did for a long time. Now he kind of does his own thing. But
Wigger Stu?
No.
Okay.
No, Country Bumpkin Stu.
Oh, I remember you told me about that. You know, Either way would be funny to me. But,
but I'm saying I think people look, they're just looking to be adopted somehow by some kind of something. And I've always been the, I guess I've always just rooted for the underdogs and the outcasts, and I've always gone towards that group of people, and we've always just developed a community, and that's always been great for me. So maybe that, I don't know. All right. Black people.
Yep.
And by black people, I mean you. What's the obsession with Rottweilers, and why do they call them Rockweilers? The dog is called a Rottweiler.
Yes.
And I have experienced firsthand. I've known more than one black people that were obsessed with Rottweilers, and they always called them Rockweilers.
Yeah.
What is up with that?
Well, we have a very, let's say...
Black people don't like dogs, unless they're Rottweilers.
I was about to say that. We have a very weird relationship with the canine family.
Well, I mean, I've noticed a lot in my life that... dogs get a little jumpier around black people.
No kidding.
Well, I think it's honestly the color of the skin. It's just you're darker, and dogs get a little
racist. Dogs.
Once they get used to, you know, Ollie doesn't bark at you anymore, but yeah. Ollie barked at Stu too.
True.
So, and a couple other dudes. I think she's just scared of men in general.
Maybe like stockier fellows.
Stockier guys, I think. Me, I saved her from the pound, so maybe that's why different, but. Yeah, but Rottweilers.
It's Rockweilers.
I'm sorry. Rockweilers.
And just remember, you got to ask that question, not ask.
That's right. But it always drove me nuts. There's a couple things like black people will say, and I'm like, where the hell did that even... Finna. I'm finna go
get me a Rottweiler.
Well,
so finna. Ask me again.
I know where it came from now, but I used to knew a girl that would say, finna. I'm finna go. I'm finna. And I'm like, what the hell does that even mean? And then somebody's like, well, finna came from finna. I'm like, okay, what the hell does that mean? Finna came from fitting to. I'm fitting to go. I'm fitting to. And I'm like, are you freaking, how about I'm going to go with you? But Rockweiler always drove in. I'm like, I don't get it. But yeah, black people like Rottweilers, man. Not many dogs, you know.
No, I mean... Yeah, like I said, it's a kind of a complicated relationship with the canine kingdom. It's just, it's weird. Rottweilers, I mean, they're good protective dogs. It's just, I mean, you know, if you got a Rottweiler up in your crib.
You're killing me.
You know your house is going to be protected. I mean, you'll rip the arm off of somebody if you trade it right.
Word.
Yeah, word.
It's like... And I'm going to say it, and I don't really give a crap what anybody gets mad at me. It's like freaking rednecks and their pit bulls.
Mm.
Look, how many freaking stories do you have to read? I get so sick of people going, well, I've had Jessie here for 12 years. She ain't never hurt nobody. I mean, how many times people, well, if they attack, it's just because they were beat. That's not true. It's completely, look, you want to domesticate them doesn't mean they're domesticated. People have owned wolves that never attacked, too. People have owned bears that never attacked, too. Siegfried and Roy had lots of animals, and one of them bit the shit out of his head one day. I'm just saying. You can keep trying to domesticate them all you want, and that's fine. But I will tell you this straight, and you get mad at me, I get all the hate mail you want to send me. What you do in your house is your business. You got that pit bull, good on you. That pit bull ever bites or kills one of my kids, oh. I'm going to kill the dog, and I'm going to fucking kill you. So be ready for it.
I hear you.
Because I wouldn't keep a wolf in my house either, because for as tame as it might act, it's not tame.
Right.
And pit bulls are not tame. You might have them. You know, I know dogs with good natures, man, and pit bulls don't have good nature. Neither do, you know what, I'm almost just, chows are not nice dogs. I've had experiences with chows, and they have a tendency to turn.
Mm-hmm.
There's just certain dogs. You know, that's why I have a rat terrier. I don't give a shit if she turns or not.
Exactly.
What the hell is she going to do to me?
She'll nibble on you extra hard.
If I had the room, and I would love to have a couple huskies. I love huskies. Ooh. I adore huskies, and they're very loyal dogs. Mm-hmm. But they won't, you know.
You know, I got a cousin got a Rottweiler for sale.
He probably do. But huskies are very loyal and very smart, but they don't, strangers, you know. They kind of, I love huskies. They're so beautiful.
They are pretty.
And I mean, I know somebody right now, Stu's sister has a pit bull.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, I've been around it. I'd never take my kids around it.
You know, the last pit bull that I've been around, it was a nice pit bull, but. The weirdest thing about this pit bull, it had this huge, huge gaping anus. It's weird.
Oh, dude.
It's weird. Just like, you can put like bullet balls in there.
That's disgusting. What were they doing to that dog?
It was the other dog who was doing it. God.
That's it's lovely.
Just weird.
So that's Ask a White Dude. Ask a Black Dude. We'll end on gaping pit bull anus. And if you guys have any questions, please feel free to write us. And you can also write us if you have a Geek Babe of the Week. I don't know. It'd be nice if you just wrote us and said, hey, I'm listening.
Yeah.
You don't have to say anything.
Just
else.
Say hi.
I mean, I can see that people are, but we never get any feedback. I don't know why. Is
Talk
it my voice?
To us.
Is it my voice? Do you guys find my voice annoying? I don't care.
Is it my voice?
Yes. But you can write us at geek@pennycult.org. Or JC, or JC, KC, or J, J-A-Y, at pennycult.org for all those. And follow us on Twitter, all that good stuff. Yeah, let us know if you got a geek babe you would like to see on the show. Let us know if you have any questions. Let us know if you have any games that you would like us to play in general, and we will.
No, we'll give it a shot.
We're game. We're
down. Just talk to us. We're lonely.
Last story for this week, sir. You want to start off?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. This news almost made me puke.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for sharing it with us. I'm so happy.
Jay, think of the very last person you would ever expect to do a reality TV show.
As you wish.
The last person I would expect to do a
give it a shot. Off the top of your head.
Elvis, because he's dead. Barack Obama.
Close. Dirty Harry does a reality TV show. That's right. Clint Eastwood, his wife Dina, and two daughters, Morgan and Francesca, Francesca being an 18-year-old aspiring actress, are filming a reality TV show. Yeah, yeah, I know. If you want to hurl now, I can.
Look, I'm now looking up Francesca.
Francesca Eastwood.
Spelled it wrong, but that's okay.
Look up Dina, too. I mean, Dina's kind of hot. 81-year-old, still.
It's one of those things where, I don't know, man. I know everybody hates reality shows, but me, I'm just kind of like, she's pretty cute. She looks familiar right there. She looks like, does not look like her daddy, that's for sure.
No.
She's really cute.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
So,
Dina's, check out his wife, Dina.
She's got a little bit of a Lindsay Lohan thing going.
Sort of.
Speaking of which, we'll talk about that in a minute. I'll let you finish your story. But I don't. Look, man. Obviously, people like reality shows, or else they, wouldn't make them.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting, Dirty Harry to do one. I don't know. But let me.
You got a problem with that, Punk? You gotta ask yourself, have I done 3 episodes or 4?
Believe it or not, he's also a vegetarian.
In all the confusion, I'm old and I tend to lose count.
I thought he wasn't acting anymore. He is a reality. Never mind.
The show will focus mainly on Dina and his Clint's two daughters, while the 81-year-old actor will make a few Ozzy Osbourne-like cameos on the show.
Oh, so he's not even really going to be on it.
Yeah, not really. But
so he's just going to come on and go, Sharon!
Well, just replace Sharon with Dina. And
Dina!
There you go.
Dina.
It's more like that, yeah. The show will be produced by reality TV pioneers Bunnell Murray, the same people who brought us The Kardashians and The Real World and The Bad Girls Club. The show is scheduled to air within the next few months.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I watched a couple episodes of what was that show? The Osbournes. It was just humorous. And what will kind of go into my next story, I watched some Family Jewels, and it was pretty funny. I don't know. I guess if you like that sort of thing, that's your business. I don't usually. Every once in a while, but most of the time I'm just not a big fan of them. So,
I mean, if it floats your boat, good on you. But
do what you're going to do, I guess, Clint. Clint Eastwood. He can do whatever the hell he
wants. He's 81. I mean, who cares? Do what you got to do.
Right. He's just trying to help the future of his kids, I guess. So
yeah,
yay, daddy. Well, with that news, I'm going to go into my last story, and I titled this one "Satan's Knight Takes on Anonymous." That's right, Gene Simmons hates file sharing. No, trust me, he hates it.
How bad he hates it?
He really hates it.
Wow.
He's been really vocal about it in the past, about how much he hates it, and you know, blah, blah. Let's go back to 2007, when he actually told Biltmore magazine, and I quote, "Pirators should be sued off the face of the earth," whatever that means. Then again last year at the MIPCOM convention in Cannes, he also came out and said some more stuff. Well, Anonymous took notice. We've talked about Anonymous before.
Oh, yeah.
Anonymous are the... I don't really fully understand Anonymous. I've tried.
Kiss versus Anonymous.
It's a group of hackers, but as far as I know, it's just a bunch of people. I don't think it's Anyway, Anonymous took notice. They decided to take him on, hitting the Kiss frontman at home at GeneSimmons.com, which subsequently went down under the stress of their denial of service attack. It was down almost a week. This is great. They hijacked traffic and forwarded it all to the Pirate Bay.
Damn.
So if you went to sign in at GeneSimmons.com, it took you right to the Pirate Bay. however, Gene Simmons vowed revenge. He said he was going to set his team of...
The Kiss Army?
His legal team, as well as the FBI, on tracking them down and getting at the responsible parties.
I would have been more impressed with the Kiss Army.
Now... See, that's what he should have said. Kiss Army unite and kill them. But he didn't. He put his legal team and the FBI on it.
Well, I tell you what, the Kiss Army probably has more computer experts than the FBI that can handle it.
They're pretty nerdy. Yeah.
Just saying.
Now, the people who hacked him used something called LOIC. Mm. All right. I don't really know what that is, but LOIC really isn't. It's effective. It works well, all right? But it isn't really the best way to do things, because when you use LOIC, it's kind of easy to track it. And they did. Subsequently, one of the attackers has been identified as 24-year-old Kevin George Poe of Connecticut. And Simmons and his lawyers plan on making an example out of Poe.
Oh, jeez. Poe's going to be Poe.
Poe boy. They're going to press charges, which may include a civil suit to seek monetary damage, in addition to the criminal charges of conspiracy and impairment of a protected computer. And that's a charge that could give him up to 15 years in prison.
Poe's going to go into the pokey.
Might not look so funny now going after GeneSimmons.com. Look, here's the thing, and I've said this before, and I know it's dangerous, I guess. Not that Anonymous really pays any attention to us, but... I get what they're trying to do, and I support the idea,
mm-hmm.
but they're kind of becoming bullies. Gene Simmons has every right to say he doesn't like pirators.
I agree.
Guess what? It's
freedom of speech.
It's illegal, and he is a money-hungry kind of guy. Everybody knows it, but you can't just go after everybody you disagree with. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you any better than them.
Exactly.
So, that's, yeah. But... I gotta say, on this particular thing, I think it's really funny what they did. But
it's funny.
It's
not right. It's funny.
Yeah. So, but yeah, there you go. I thought that was pretty humorous, though. The best part, the thing that made that article for me, is the fact that if you tried to log into GeneSimmons.com,
it'll switch it over to Pirate Bay.
To the Pirate Bay. Which, for those of you out there who do not know, the Pirate Bay is this huge. Probably one of the biggest BitTorrent sites on the web. With that, I read an interesting story this week. I think they're an Indian company, or company in India, I should say, or India-based company, that made this website that, like, tracks people, their IP addresses when they BitTorrent. And you can go to this site, and it'll show, you can put in something, and it'll show you all the things. And they're like, everybody's like, why did you guys do this? Like, what's the point behind it? And they're like, we're just trying to show you that you're not as anonymous out there as you think you are when you're doing this stuff. So It was an interesting story. I almost talked about it, but it was like, in the end, it didn't really have any kind of meat to it. So, but I still thought it was interesting. So, Christmas is next week. Actually, by the time you hear this, Christmas is a couple days away. So we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Navidad. Yeah, you know, happy Merry Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate. But I'm going to wish. I celebrate Christmas, so I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas, whether you like it or not. I hope that if you have Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever, I hope you have a wonderful day there too. Hanukkah, though, I think is...
Yeah, it's 8 days. Well, 8 nights.
What, isn't it over? Or about over?
No, it's, it'll start close to Christmas of this year, I think.
But they change it every year?
Yep. It all applies to the Jewish calendar.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not Jewish, so I don't know. But if you celebrate any of those, have a great one of those too. In the end, what I really want to say is spend some time with your family and your friends and just enjoy yourself this holiday season. And if you're like me and you believe in Jesus and you believe in God and that's your reason for doing it, awesome. But it doesn't really matter. Just enjoy some time with your friends and family and love them and appreciate them. And I don't care how hokey I sound, do it or I'm going to kick your ass.
And a Merry Christmas for me and the whole fam at Penny Cult. Enjoy yourselves. Have a happy new year.
You said enjoy yourself.
Make it a triple X.
You know, it'd be even better if you had somebody else to enjoy. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just be safe.
Have a happy Festivus if you celebrate that.
We're, like I said, next week, our friend Mike's birthday is on the 21st, and on the 23rd, we're all going to just sort of get together here at my house and have a dinner together, all his friends, and celebrate Christmas with each other, because we'll all probably be doing things. I mean, and you guys always know you're welcome to stop by my dad's on Christmas night if you get done or whatever.
I usually come by, when I'm not about it. You know? Yeah. I just grab all the kinds of food that...
Yeah, the thing that makes me sad, though, is that, like, Mike can't come for anything anymore because he doesn't have a car. Mike, we miss you, man.
Yeah, Mike, I mean...
Hey, if you're listening, man, I'll talk to you. I looked up some stuff for you. I'll tell you about it. But that's why we're going to do like the little Christmas get together. So everybody, enjoy this time. I love Christmas and it's a great time it's a good excuse to get together with your friends and your family. So if you need one, do it. I see my friends all the time, but I like that we like to do little Christmas things now. So
yeah.
So do that. Just call them up. You don't have to, next weekend we're going to have some food here. We're going to ask everybody to bring one thing. If everybody brings one thing, it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You got good friends entertained for the night, and you don't have to worry about spending a lot of money. So do it.
I'm going to buy some Schlitzmark malt liquor.
You don't have any Schlitz malt liquor? How are you going to run a successful business if you ain't got any Schlitz malt liquor? You ain't representing. You ain't keeping it real. On that note, I think we're going to leave for the night. Again, write us. Check us out. Yep. Pennycult.org.
I know you got it, the original 7.
I do. And I've listened to the CD a couple of times, and I kind of went back and forth. But I really like Strawberry Lake a lot. And I like Condensate a lot. I wanted to do one that was kind of upbeat.
Trending? I kind of like Trending.
It's got some weird lyrics. I like it. It's got some weird lyrics. Yeah. But I don't care.
I love this album. Go see the original seven.
Pick one, and that's what we'll go out on.
Let's go for Trending.
Okay. So the original seven, formerly known as Morris Day and the Time, that's what we're going to go out on tonight. And what's really great is, I thought about playing the press conference and right into Condensate, though.
Because
it's so funny.
It is funny. All right, you want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that. Hopefully we will get to go see them in concert if they come back around.
God,
they haven't
so.
Lost a beat, you know, and they're
this album could have came out like in 1987. You wouldn't know the difference.
No, you really wouldn't. I don't know what that says. For us, it's awesome. So so we're going to go out on that tonight. You're going to hear what's called the Original 7 press conference first. They do little skits throughout their album, but this one cracks me up when I hear it. And then we're going to go out on the song Condensate. So, and they go together, so you got to hear them. So I think that's it. Until next time, guys, thanks for listening to Penny Cult. And come back, because here at the Geekin' News,
the geek shall inherit the earth.
Yes.
This is Original 7 Breaking News.
Mr. Day.
Hold on. Settle down. There's room for everybody. You.
Mr. Day, how do you address the rumors that you're no longer cool?
Why would you say that?
Well, we noticed when you performed tonight, you seemed to be sweating.
Oh, the moisture that you see forming on my forehead and falling about my face.
Mm-hmm.
Let me fix that for you. Say we were on a date. And I pull from the refrigerator one of the finest bottles of champagne money could buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I set it on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
The moisture that forms on it, Jerome, what would you call that?
That's condensation.
Yes. So you see, I don't sweat.
Oh.
I condensate.
Mm.
And yes, Morris Day is still cool. Fired up. About to heat it up in here. You ain't ready for this? Yes. FedEx to your front door. Sign here. Heard a rumor say Mo is losing his cool.
Just a rumor.
It's alright, I know what you're thinking. It ain't true. Why you trying to hate?
Don't hate.
I'ma take you back to school. Listen and learn. Trying to teach you what the atmosphere do.
Here we go. Getting hot in here. People getting all upset. See me wet. But I don't stress. Cool on condensation.
Condensation.
Put in work when the brew starts to percolate.
FedEx delivery.
Yes.
To your house.